Fresh footage apparently shows a Syrian insurgent being taken out from a Turkish ambulance. He and several other insurgents were brought to a state hospital in the Turkish border town to receive treatment. Turkey is a diehard supporter of the insurgents fighting against the Syrian government. Iran and the UN Arab League envoy call for an end to the bloodshed in Syria. Lakhdar Brahimi says the UN wants a stop to the flow of arms to insurgents in Syria. He was speaking at a press conference with Iran's foreign minister Ali Akbar Salehi in Tehran. In Bahrain, five jailed medics start an indefinite hunger strike and ask for an international campaign for their release. The medics are behind bars for treating protesters injured by regime forces. Thousands have been detained, scores more wounded since rallies against the Al-Khalifa regime began a year ago. Well, a fresh Israeli airstrike has killed two Palestinians and wounded two others in central Gaza. The deaths bring to five the number of Palestinians killed in the Israeli attack since Saturday night. The Israeli military has confirmed the strikes, which it says are in response to rockets fired from the Gaza Strip. Libya's National Assembly elects Ali Zeidan as the country's new prime minister. Zeidan gained 93 votes in the election to defeat his rival Mohamed al-Harari. The assembly has asked him to propose a cabinet within 2 weeks. Zeidan was a longtime opponent of Libya's supposed dictator Muammar Gaddafi. An Austrian daredevil has made a safe landing in New Mexico after jumping from the edge of space. 43-year-old Felix Baumgartner has made the fastest free fall ever and broken the sound barrier. He jumped from an altitude of more than 39 kilometers in less than 5 minutes. Occupy London activists have gathered in front of St. Paul's Cathedral in the British capital city. Reports say four demonstrators went inside the church and chained themselves to its pulpit. The rally took place a year after the movement began in protest against social and economic inequalities. British and Scottish leaders are expected to sign a deal on Monday that allows for a referendum in Scotland in 2014. Ballot papers will include a single yes-no question. The vote has been described as the most important political decision in the UK since 300 years.